Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. Been a minute. We missed ya.
Been a minute. We missed you so much. We just had to put out an episode. Juice and I have been busy. We've been fully qualified.
Yes, we have been busy. Sorry, you cut out for a second. So I was just
I know,
like,
I was going to say it's all glitchy.
What's happening?
My goodness. I don't know. We're apart. Now we're back on our Wi-Fi schedule. I bought a new router. I'm on 5G. Like, I don't know what's happening. But
maybe it's just getting used to it. But
it's just
getting
back used to our bi-coastal recording.
Our bi-coastal recording. But yes, we've been very busy. We just finished our two sets of tours. So we did our West and East Coast. Our West Coast and, like...
Central
Canada.
Yes. Yeah.
Not really East Coast, but more of a Central Canada tour. And we recorded our entire next season, which we're so excited to premiere for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about that season, Cynthia?
Oh my goodness. Well, for starters, it's in person, so there's no lag. My active listening is off the charts.
Lots of active listening.
It's even worse in person. And then we're in video mode. You are going to see us in full high whore drag. It is so hilarious. It's so fun. I cannot believe I packed so many looks and brought them all on the road. Like, the packing for this last tour was really something else. I'm very proud of myself.
No, it was crazy. I remember at one point the three suitcases in my car and then, like, my stuff on top of it. And I was just like, am I driving, like, a caravan?
Like the real hat trick was... when and how certain luggages were utilized, because there was like a semi-qualified Queens live luggage, but then there was also the content we filmed. Some looks were double dipped, some were not, and I had a fucking Comic-Con look in there as well. Like, it was all over the map.
You finally premiered your Cynthia from Pokemon look,
which is very apropos to this episode.
Yes. This episode is our semi-qualified queens live from Comic-Con. This is our kind of like cute little intro into our newest season. So we were going to put the link to our YouTube channel in the description here. So if you want to follow our YouTube channel and get all ready for that, that's going to be premiering very soon. But before we do that, we're going to get to our panel.
Do we want to tell them our headspace the day of recording this?
Oh, I was in garbage. I was in so much pain. I had tendonitis. I have peroneal tendonitis, so I can't walk. I'm exhausted. We had just done press the day before, and we had not prepared one bit.
One bit. We were very used to interviewing special guests on tour. So when it came to just Juice and I conversing, we were like scraping the barrel.
Yeah, like,
so
what
I
are we
really
gonna talk about.
Exactly. So this episode is your two last brain cells talking to one another at Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a ping pong of we're not really sure, but you know, we hope you guys enjoy it. And if not, you know, that's fine too.
That's cool too. Enjoy.
Cool too. Love you. Bye.
Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, a show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Judith Bax.
And I'm Cynthia from Pokemon.
Wow. And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
I'm so proud of my cosplay.
That's
you see that
great
smile?
Give it up for Cynthia for her first ever cosplay ever. Yeah. We
hold
have
for roaring applause.
Roaring applause, roaring applause, roaring applause. We have been coming to Comic-Con and Fan Expo, thanks to the Canadian Podcast Awards, to do podcasty things. Ooh-woo. And every single time, Miss Cynthia Piss always is just like coming in just like a bodysuit or like a cute
just
little dress.
Just phoning it in. Just
phoning it in and all these cute little dresses. And everybody comes up to us. They're like, what's your cosplay? What's your cosplay? And I'm like, nothing. And I get so mad. And then this year I went to her, I was like, if you don't fucking wear a cosplay, I'm going to burn your house to the ground.
And the moral of the story, when Juicebox threatens you.
Do it.
It works. I actually had a lot of fun with the cosplay process.
Did you?
It's kind of cool to look at like references of the cartoons, the details, seeing other cosplayers, how they interpreted mm-hmm. a cartoon, and go from there. And it's with design, typically, it's me going, do I like this? Do I want to do this? But for this project, I was like constantly checking my mood board and being like, okay, this pendant crystal thing will go here. Mm-hmm. I'll make this out of air clay. And
ooh.
Like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I felt like I was really getting into my zone. It kind of expanded my design toolkit. I love.
Toolkit.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I was obsessed.
Is cosplay going to be a part of your life now?
So I'm on this thing. For Halloween, I was Cynthia from Rugrats. And now I'm doing Cynthia from Pokemon. So I want to just cosplay all of the Cynthias. I think that's a fun thing to do because I feel like there's enough in pop culture that I can keep going. I can't think of any at the top of my head.
I was about to be like, well, we've got both.
Well, we did it. That's
think
it.
We're done.
But if there are any.
Does anybody know any other Cynthias in any other shows? Wow, we got them both.
And just like that,
just like
I did
that.
It. I
cosplay
did it.
Career is done.
So the answer is no. I'm not going to.
None, really? There's no like other. No. You
no,
say
I'm
it.
Kidding. I would actually like to do it. I thought the process was really cool.
Yeah? Okay.
It's neat to get inspired by anime cartoons. Maybe like be less rigid about it. Mm. For this, I wanted to like laser focus, get it right.
Okay.
Like hitting up, you know, a wig designer from the Ukraine. And getting it shipped, like this was like this came from across the world, like it was like
when she
effort.
Told me that I was just like that was a little dumb.
It's once you already start the conversation, I gave them the deposit, and then I was like, oh, you're based where?
Ukraine. Wow.
Yeah.
Intercontinental.
I know. It even had when the box arrived, it like said inspected by like the government or whatever.
Imagine being the government opening up that box, and you're like, what fucking crossdresser ordered this?
That's what I thought.
What crossdresser ordered this? Do you know what's actually funny? I saw on a podcast the other day, speaking of crossdressers, is Tammy Brown. Do you know Tammy Brown?
Of course.
Apparently when she goes to cross the border, like for a lot of drag queens, we lie. Like I say I'm a Twitch streamer or a trainer. So then they like don't go like, what do you do? Like drag queen, like are you here to work? She'll go up when they're like, what do you do for work? She's like, crossdresser. And apparently they're like, go through.
We're uncomfortable.
Go through.
We don't know what to say.
I did have a friend one time where she was about to go through customs and they opened her bag and it was full of breastplates, tights, and ladies' dresses. And they had asked her, they were like, what do you do? She was just like, I am a cross-dressing sex worker. And they would have a wonderful trip, ma'am. And just slid the
suitcase. Because that's not illegal. Like, that's
not
illegal.
It's not illegal, but it's also like the weird straight security man is just like, I don't want to have this conversation at 7 in the morning.
Right.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that's a lot before one cup of coffee. You know what I mean? I don't need to see those double Ds.
I don't need to see that plastic double Ds.
Speaking of which, mine are good. Are we seeing areola?
I think from my angle. Can you see nipples?
No. Perfect.
If you guys can see nipples, just...
Nipple!
Like, that's
nipple!
All I need. If we're in the mid-sentence, just scream it. Hi, Aang. Hi.
So, overall, Juice, how are you? Are you good?
I'm good. I've been in drag more in the past 3 days than I have in 2 months.
I know. We've been hustling.
I've been hustling, hustly-bustling, and I'm very tired. I forget what my penis looks like. Oh. Great time to walk in. Hi.
Yeah.
But no, I'm good. I'm vibing. I feel pretty. Do I look pretty?
Nice. And the reason we're doing so much drag is because we are going on tour with our podcast.
Bam, bam,
bam. Semi-Qualified Queens live tour.
Live.
We're very proud of it. It's been mm-hmm. so fun. We kicked it off in January in the West Coast, and now we're here in Ontario. Ontario, OMG.
Jesus Christ.
And we've been promoting it. We did CTV Your Morning on Friday.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more press to do on Monday to go through. We're going to be, can we say it? Are we allowed to say it? Who cares?
Of course.
We're going to be on the Mary Berg Show. We're going to be on The Social, mm-hmm. In Magazine, and then like Sirius FM, I think.
XM, yeah.
XM?
Yeah.
XM? Not FM?
I think it's XM.
What's the difference? It's XM? What's the difference? His dad, their dad listens to it.
Cool.
Father. Happy Father's Day.
Tell him I say hey.
Hi.
The eyes. I will. The terror in her eyes.
Yeah. I will. I don't know. I don't know why you're saying hi to my dad.
But yeah, we're doing lots of press, lots of promotion for the tour. Yeah. And we're also filming some content.
Come to me.
I know, I've got that ostrich in my mouth. I can feel it.
Yeah, gross. Drag. We do have a Toronto show if you want to see more of this bullshit happening this Friday. At Adelaide Hall, so that'll be super, super fun. But the tour's been cool. We got 100 episodes in of this little podcast.
Award-winning podcast. Bow, bow, bow.
Eat my dick.
Last year we presented a Can Pod Award.
And then we won one.
Then we won one. See that, kids? One step at a time. One step at a time. We're here. We're winners. Here. Yeah, so the tour has been a blast.
It's been a blast. Why did we decide to go?
Pardon me?
Why are we going on tour?
Oh, because we didn't have a lot of live bookings. I was like, do you really want to know the answer?
I thought we were going to say the PR answer, but that's cool too. Hi.
No, we wanted to work and we wanted to be busy. And so we decided to, kick off the pod, put it on the road. Mm.
Shout out to Sonar.
Sonar
is here. We are a part of the Sonar Network as well. So if you want to hear any incredible, amazing podcasts, we have the Sonar Network. That's where we are on. So we decided to go on tour because this is like slow months,
yeah.
You know, for drag queens. Nobody wants to go out in like January, February, March to go see drag because they're like, I'm cold and I'm sad. I want to just sit inside and watch Avatar, The Last Airbender. Thank you so much, Aang, for the entertainment. Very, very, very nice.
but yeah, we were available, and it's been a goal of ours. Like, I remember, I think you were on a flight, and the thing about Juice, she pays for Wi-Fi when she's up in the air.
Don't you?
No.
No?
I pre-download. I'm cheap.
What?
So she gets very productive because she's trapped in her seat with nothing else to do. It's amazing.
I can't sleep on flights.
She can't sleep on a flight.
I'm not one of those people that's just like, we take off and just... The whole time I'm like, I'm going to get final fucking destinationed right now. Like, I'm up in this air. I'm terrified. I'm going to be productive. My last moments will be me just working away for the capitalist system.
And I look at my phone. It is popping off from Juice with ideas, text messages, mocked up images of a poster. And she's like, so I think we should go on tour. And I was like, I love this initiative. This is what I like to see in my co-host. And I feel like that was like...
That was
almost a year ago.
Well, and then the original idea was us starting to do it because we were going to just make money for ourselves. But then we also had the idea of showcasing local talent.
Totally. We have a special guest in each city. We get to kind of pick their brain, investigate the local scene, which honestly is my favorite part because it makes each show different.
Yeah.
So we don't get bored. So it's all about us.
Yeah. Because just talking about us the whole time is so boring. Like today, wah, wah.
But speaking of flights where you can go to bed, like just fall asleep, my flight, I had to get up at 4 a.m. and I was so tired that I literally fell asleep before the instructional video.
Oh, wow. What's that like?
She poked me and was like, you have to watch the video. And I was like, I was half awake and I was like, okay, yeah. And then for I think 5 more seconds, kept one eye open. And then the next time I woke up, I was here in Ontario. I was in Toronto at Pearson.
I could punch you in the tit.
It's actually kind of, it's a strange feeling. It feels almost like teleporting when you sleep that deeply on a plane. Like you're in British Columbia, you hit your REM, you wake up, and you are in a different province.
I'm obsessed with REM.
I'm very obsessed about my REM cycles and my sleep.
She hit her REM. Something about Cynthia is that sometimes she says something that just proves she's God's favorite. And everyone around her is like, I hate you. I hate you. My favorite is my favorite thing she's ever said is when we were on tour, we were sharing rooms because we were trying to be frugal. And at one point we were laying, and she was in her bed, I was in my bed, we were about to go to sleep, and we were talking about, like, hardships with, like, costumes and drag and getting things
together.
How the tour was going and stuff, and she just goes, well, Juice, you know, sometimes it can just be really difficult for me. It's not easy all the time. I have these incredibly long legs, and my feet are so small that it can be hard for me to, you know, costume and find shoes.
To balance.
To balance it all.
We have one move in this Ariana Grande yes
and. Oh, that's what it was for. It was the balance.
Choreography where you do a flamingo pose where your one knee is up in the air for a couple counts. And I always have a wobbly ankle. And
so she was like, it's really hard. And I turned off all the lights and I went, go to bed.
She's like, sometimes I wish you could hear yourself.
Yeah. I was like, I can't talk to you when you tell me how beautiful and long your legs are with your tiny little feet.
It's so hard.
It's so rough. I can't balance on my beautiful flamingo legs.
So you're jealous that I can sleep in transportation as well?
I can sleep in cars, which are inherently more dangerous than planes, but you put me in a car, put on some Fleet Foxes, and I'm fucking out like a light, you know?
My husband Carcoleptic.
Knows, yeah, my husband just, like, touches the back of my head, and I'm like...
There's something about the hum or, like, the swaying of the road. I find it very calming.
I think it's the danger for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about that the other day. I was like, how can I sleep on these planes? Like, what if something happens? But I think it's me just like letting go and letting God. Like, I'm just like, if we
it's
go
you
down,
accepting your fate.
Yeah,
you're like, I've been waiting for this.
Well, not girl, I'm not. Trigger warning. Sorry everybody, we got real. I'm not waiting for the moment, but if the moment happens, what are you gonna do? The plane's going down.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what okay,
what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Fly.
Like, what would be the difference of me asleep, hitting my REM, and you scared next to me on the plane?
I'm going to airbend my way out of there.
Got it.
They got it.
Yeah.
They got the joke.
Row 3's
got
it.
And got the joke. Yeah, and got the joke. You're sitting there like...
Oh, my God. Half the references, like, this entire weekend, zero clue.
When it came to the Cynthia cosplay, she was just, like, really excited for it. And then I went, Cynthia, have you ever watched Pokemon?
Like, my once? Boyfriend plays the Pokemon games. And he was into Pokemon Go.
Is that you, though?
No, but there would be a little bit of, you know, by proxy absorbing of the information.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she goes to me. She was just like, what if somebody comes up to me and asks me something? And I said, just talk about Garchomp. That's it.
Oh, Garchomp. Just Garchomp. I love Garchomp. The way he is just chomping his gar. It's just so them. I was so happy when I caught them. That was my favorite catch. Catch of the day. They say that in Pokemon, right? They catch it and they go, catch of the day. And then they shake their ball really hard.
Shake, they kill the Pokemon?
Yeah, how do they all fit in there?
They're not all in one. It's one per Pokemon.
That was a test.
That
and
was
you
a
passed.
Test. Thank you.
Good
how do
for
they all
you.
Fit in here?
Good for you. But even still, that's a little tight for even one.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Garchomp? He said no. He said no. He said or they. No.
Or they. Non-binary king.
Non-binary.
Yeah.
Hey, it's up to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Garchomp. Our Garchomp gender is dead.
Truly.
Yeah. It's got his little trans flag.
But yeah, so basically I am a Pokemon expert and this is my time to flex. You should all be really intimidated right now.
I'm really mad at myself. I wish I came in a Pokemon cosplay now. I wish I came in like something, but I didn't want to spend the money.
And you didn't want to, like, go, like, shit post-summer, you know? Huh? You didn't want to do a low-effort cosplay? Cause
no.
Because I was telling
her... She shows
her...
up with this fucking Ukraine wig on, and I'd showed up with something that I, like, whipped together in my basement? Fuck no. Right? I was going to be like, I'll just wear something I've worn before. We don't need to make sense.
It was stressing Juice out. The more details I was saying, I was like, oh, the ostrich feather just arrived. Oh.
The moment she said ostrich feather, I went, what the fuck are you doing? What are you putting on your body? Why are you putting that on? What do you mean, ostrich feather? I was like, it looks like fake fur. And she was like, I'm not going to wear fake fur.
I love my drag queen friends, but one thing that really pisses everyone off in the community is when someone's pussy stunting a little harder.
A little bit.
Like, when a queen is mad at you because you look so good, you know you look correct.
Yes.
Like, when my friends are kind of like, oh, God damn it. I'm like, yes!
Like if you,
I got them.
If you showed up here as a Disney princess... And you looked better than me, I would have ripped your wig off.
Game over.
I would have went behind over. You and just...
thrown it all the way back to the Ukraine.
Yeah, just thrown it away. I would have killed you. You'd have been like, I'm going to do a little striptease later too. I would have been like, I hate you.
Exactly. Get your own identity.
I know. For those of you that don't know, I do Disney princess stripteases. So I'll dress up like a Disney princess and then I'll get naked as the Disney princess. I have to be really careful of those ones though. I got to make sure it's like a... legal age princess, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit of like a cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. I got to make sure they're in 18 plus princess. So Elsa's like 25 and a lesbian, so she's solid for this.
Nice.
You know? She's out here. She's out there at the gay bars just like, woo. So.
Also, yeah. I just winked at you with the eye no one can see. I did it and I was like, no one caught that.
We actually are sitting on opposite sides. I normally sit there, but she told me, she was like, you can't sit there.
I was like, I will not be able to see you the entire time. Because that's your good side, right? That's your preferred side.
That's my good side. I look like a potato from this side.
These are her words. I'm not telling her which side of her. I think your whole face is beautiful.
I look like a potato on this side. I don't know what, thank you. I don't know why. But when people are like, let's take a picture, and I do this, potato. I do this, pussy.
Potato, pussy.
Potato and pussy.
Potato, pussy.
It's a potato with a pussy.
Now, you wanted to talk a little bit about the crossover.
Sorry.
The crossover of drag and cosplay, right?
Yeah. I wanted to touch on that. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were about the differences and how you did your... Jesus Christ.
For our podcast listeners, we have a room next to us, a little more lit.
What are they doing?
A little more lit.
That's X-Men?
There are X-Men in there.
Like, are they just, like, chilling? Are they the real X-Men?
I think they're probably actors.
They're watching X-Men? Oh, my God.
Oh,
an X-Men cartoon? Fucking nerds.
We can't compete with that. Oh, God.
What? I love nerds.
Yeah, I love a cute nerd.
Look where we are.
Truly.
You know?
Yeah.
Something about a nerd. I get down bad for one.
You too. You know,
I love a nerd.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're doing a little meet and greet after the show, so come on by.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to the cosplay thing.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know the difference between like what you thought between putting a regular thing together and then versus putting a cosplay thing together. Because I find with me, I always like to change it.
Yeah.
And I know you went pretty true to it. When I do something that's a little more cosplay, I'm like, I'm going to make this fit what the fuck I look like, because as cute as Rapunzel is, I'm hotter.
Right.
And I want that. I don't want her to bring me down, you know?
I think with the Cynthia cosplay, I saw photos and was like, oh, this is still kind of sexy. Like, I knew I could still make it work.
Pussy
but
son?
I will say, the biggest difference for me is the hair. I feel like cosplay hair has a different energy, a different vibe.
Shell.
That's what I wanted. I wanted that, like, shell hair. Like, it's not going to move. And so...
And for drag queens, there's like a slight shell there, but it tries to look more like a wave. Or you just wear a human hair and you want to look as real as physically possible. You're like, I'm going to be such a cross-dresser today that everyone will think I'm a woman.
Because there's like hard front wigs and then lace front wigs. I would say this is definitely a hard front.
It's a
curb. it's a ledge.
It's a curb. It just sits on there like, you know? Something about a human hair. Just
so I feel like, to me, that's the biggest difference is the hair.
Is the hair?
Yeah. From there, there is definitely a lot of intersection, especially these days with...
Not the breastplate?
No, I feel like you see breastplates in drag all the time. But look at Jimbo. Look at Plain Jane.
But like, how do you feel with a breastplate, though?
Oh, I'm kind of hooked.
With the tits?
I think for the right moment, the right look, I'll keep doing it.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Titties?
I mean,
I want a breastplate so I can grow my chest hair out. And just, like, always wear fat fucking titties. And then as a boy, have hairy, hairy titties.
But all I can think of...
Can I say
titty? Like, right now, what I'm feeling...
Yeah?
The silicone against my skin.
Ugh.
Thinking about body hair right there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, you put a towel down.
You're gonna wear a towel?
I've seen it before. What they do is they put a towel, like a dish towel. They go here, and then they go... here with the titties, and then they have the dish towel absorb the sweat, and then it's disgusting, but absorbs the sweat and it doesn't rub the chest hair off. And then when it's what's crazy though is when you see these queens take their breastplate off, and it is like, it's like his beard on their tits, just all black thick hair, and then they like take this like towel off of them, and then you have these like dainty little faces over it, and you're just like, ugh.
I'm loving the folly, the sound effects.
Thank you.
Wow.
I really wanted it to have like a really full-figured story.
Juicebox is a media board.
Thank you.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam, bam. It's because we don't have our soundboard here, so I have to do it. I have to do it with
I love the soundboard.
With my mouth soundboard.
My favorite sound from our soundboard is Brooklyn saying, can we get Juice some water?
when she had her panic attack on season one.
My favorite is Stacey, don't panic. That's what you want to hear when you have a panic attack.
Oh, yeah, that's all you need to hear.
Yeah.
When you're panicking, it just never dawns on you that you could stop panic. Yeah.
You need a world-renowned supermodel to look at you and go, don't panic, baby.
But with that sexy, raspy voice.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Is that how she says it?
She has a very beautifully
her.
Raspy voice. I do, actually. We've been rewatching the first season of Canada's Drag Race for some fun rewind content, and that was one of my first thoughts.
Actually, while you're here, would you guys like that if we were to review season one and season two of Canada's Drag Race? Would you like that? You need
quick
to tell
poll.
Me if you would hate it. Yeah? You would like that? We got a nice, like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe. Okay.
That's the kind of reaction we live for.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know what? Because we literally had that idea, and I went, oh, will people like that?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I think we should try it out.
We'll try it.
Yeah.
And if it's garbage, it's garbage.
Oh, totally.
Because guess what season one was?
Kind of garbage.
No, it wasn't. I loved your season.
You know what? Episode one was really good. And I don't know what happened after that.
There's nothing like being quarantined, trapped inside, and then you get new episodes weekly. It was like something to look forward to.
Oh, right, because it happened in 2020.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Watching it, I had flashbacks of COVID. It actually was kind of...
I watched it and also had flashbacks, but in a different way.
Well, of course. Just don't panic.
Just don't panic. My heart rate's
don't
like
panic.
Rising. The episode starts, and I'm like, But... Yeah, but then it was kind of funny rewatching it because then you're watching these other episodes and you go, fuck, I wasn't there for that. I don't remember any of this shit.
Of course.
I know.
Did you get a little angry?
No.
Did you get re-traumatized?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit on the re-traumatized. But you know what happened in my season? Hi. You know what happened in my season? We didn't have heat. It was very cold.
Very cold
very
on set.
Very cold. So if you ever watch season one again, which like don't, but like if you do... You'll see everyone's wearing these robes and they're trying to warm themselves up because it was so fucking cold. It was a polar vortex and we didn't know how to close doors. So they would just keep the outside doors wide open and just allow the cold air to come in. How was your season? Wasn't it hot?
Yeah, it was hot. Oh. But they thought that they should suggest, they're like, oh, last season was a little cold on set, so bring layers, because they thought, let's get the girls ready. Although we shot in May. Like, it's not going to be cold outside like it was... When you filmed.
We shot in November 2019.
See, that's a little colder.
It was
that's
fucking
a colder
cold.
Time of year.
It was
made
cold
me
as
chuckle.
Fuck.
But yeah, it was actually really fun to watch you on TV now that we're so much closer with the pod. Like, I've been a fan of Juice Box for years because she's iconic, amazing, and I think she's hilarious.
Thank you.
I remember seeing you on TV the first time and I was like, duh, she's amazing. She's top three for me.
Oh.
And the very first episode,
surprise,
you went home and I was gutted.
Thank you. Has anybody not watched Canada's Drag Race? Fuck, spoiler alert, sorry.
The cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag.
We're
don't
on to
win.
Season four.
Yeah. I won't tell you who does win.
It's Priyanka.
But.
No, but I remember just seeing and then watching it again. I was even more bummed because I actually like know you now.
You were like, oh, she wasn't faking it. This cunt. Thought I was faking it. Sorry, I said cunt. But she thought I was faking it. She goes to me, she was like, yeah, I did think it was fake. I thought you were playing it up for the camera. I was like, you fucking bitch.
Well, because I thought in that moment, you're like, this is my last episode. I want to go big if I'm going to go home.
So that's just...
That's the saying.
Yeah.
I want to go big if I'm going to go home.
If I'm going to go home. No. I remember being backstage with Lemon, and she was like having like convulsions because she thought they were going to keep me. And I went, oh, babe. Look at me.
There's something about the death drop and the splits. If you do that in a lip sync.
I'm actually practicing my split right now and I keep
me
saying.
Me too.
Yeah. I keep saying, if I get my split, maybe I'll win $100,000.
That's your goal.
Yay.
Every time. I tried to do the splits at Miss Mosu's brunch yesterday.
How'd that go?
It's like almost there.
Almost there?
Almost there.
Almost there?
It was really awkward.
For those
it was
of you
one
that
of those
don't
moments.
Know, Miss Mosu is from season three of Canada's Drag Race. Not a very good season, so don't watch it. But she's a lovely girl. And if you've ever been to her drag brunch at the Drake Hotel, it is one of the most fabulous drag brunches you will ever go to in your life.
It's phenomenal.
Like, it is very, very, very fun. If you're somebody who lives in Toronto and you want to go to a really cool drag brunch, Miss Mosu's drag brunch is absolutely fabulous.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. She's always got a rotating special guest. She's a fabulous host. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10, recommend.
Recommend. And you could have seen Cynthia there yesterday, but you were here.
That's okay. I don't judge. I'll be back. I want to do it again.
Sure.
Yeah, and she said it too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love that.
How's it feel to be booked?
Booked and blessed.
Wow.
Except for the first 3 months of our year, and then we created our own tour. We weren't booked, so we went.
It's just me sitting at home, growing a mustache, jerking off, like not doing anything with my life. You know, just like, wow, I could be dancing on stage, but here I am. You know.
Also, not you putting season 3 on blast.
That's a bit boring.
I know, but like.
It's a safe space.
Okay.
It's a safe space. Are we recording this?
Yeah, girl.
Oh. Can you bleep that out?
When we started, I asked, are we recording?
I thought it was just video. I thought we were just doing content.
No, I mean, this is like a full ep.
This is a full episode?
Yeah, we've got a Factor.
This episode is sponsored by Factor.
Factor
are pre-made meals that get delivered right to your house for meal replacements if you don't want to cook. Don't forget to get Factor today.
Full tea, you were sent some Factor meals.
I was sent some Factor. This is actually sponsored by Factor.
It 100%
I'm dead serious.
Like, that's why I was like, girly pop, we're
we have to add the Factor in.
Yeah.
So Factor's our meal replacement. I got sent them. They were quite good. I'm somebody who likes to cook all my meals, and I'm also someone who's very into what I eat and what I put in my body. I don't like garbage. I don't go to A&W because it tastes so fucking good, but it makes me shit myself. Because I have IBS.
But not Factor.
Ooh, ooh. No, I had all the Factor meals. I didn't poop myself once, which was great. Delicious. Thank you so much. Delicious meals. I was able to stay within my calories for the day. I know some of us, you know, fitness is really just like an eating disorder, but glorified, you know? That's all it really is.
I mean, you said it.
I said it. I'm sitting there counting my macros, and I'm like, this is an eating disorder. There's no way this isn't an eating disorder. But it kept me within my macros, so that's great. But yeah, thanks, Factor. Get Factor today. Ding.
I can picture the quote on the packaging. I didn't poop myself. Juice box.
By Factor, I didn't shit myself.
There's someone online going, okay, add to cart.
You know, for the IBS girlies out there, that's a big thing. If you got IBS and you're able to eat a meal that was sent to you, made by somebody else, and you did not shit yourself, that's huge.
We just got to raise the roof.
Yeah, but whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
You know, for the girlies with IBS, like, they can relate. I can tell nobody.
IBS, I'd be happy.
I can tell there's only one person here with IBS. You have no idea what I go through. Oh, you too? Great.
That's how Anthony got the editing role.
We were just in the bathroom next to each other.
That's disgusting.
Hey, I really need a role. I really need to edit podcasts. I'm like, well, I got you, babe.
Well, how are we for time? I feel like we're
you mean we hit our limit with me talking about Dookies?
Oh, 15 minutes. I love that.
15-ish minutes?
15-ish minutes.
To get the fuck out in 15 minutes.
Gotta yeet out of this room.
Yeah.
I never used to say that word.
Yeet?
Yeet.
Yeet.
But you said it, and it makes me laugh.
I love it.
I think it's a very funny word.
My favorite yeet is the meme of Rafiki throwing Simba. Yeah. He's like, Masivanya, yeet. You just watch Simba like, shoo, through the air. You know. Do you know who Simba is?
From Lion King.
There it is, yeah. Sometimes, bitch, like, I'll talk to her about things, and she'll go...
My mother didn't love us playing video games growing up. She like forced us into physical sports, like physical activity sports. So there were
some of us were nerds.
Yeah, so there is the odd time where I don't have that like that knowledge, but Disney, that's like, come on.
You never know.
But mind you, Disney current state, current day,
none.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Not a soul.
I think the last
Where do you jump off with Disney? Where does it stop?
I was just gonna say, I think it's like the glory days of Pixar. Like
Toy Story?
Yeah, like those ones.
Like one, how many Toy Stories have you seen?
I've seen the first 3.
Okay, you've seen Toy Story 3.
Yeah, there's a 4th, right?
So you've
I didn't get to that.
It's fine. They're all horribly sad.
This is the thing. They're very sad. I don't want to go there.
Have you seen Up?
Yes. Up is amazing. We're so good. I guess maybe actually that's a good answer. Up would have been like the last.
Up?
Yeah.
Up can only go up from here. Shania Twain.
I love that movie. And then the Shania Twain reference is great, too.
Thank you.
That was great, too.
I was like, did you catch the
reference? She crimped her hair in that music video. She was getting wild.
Have you seen Shania Twain lately?
Yeah.
She wears wigs.
Speaking of cosplay wigs.
Shania Twain wears horrible, hard-fronted red wigs. It's so strange and embarrassing. No offense.
Yeah.
Shania's never going to bring me on stage. I'm not worried about saying this. You know? I'm not worried about Shania being like, fuck you, juice box. The X-Men are losing their mind over here next door. Like, Jesus. Shania's next door, like,
Honey, I'm home, and I had a hard day.
Who's bitch ever been under?
Yeah, the wig game. Here's the thing. I love my pop stars, my pop icons in whatever kind of colored hair they want. Change it up, but get a wig stylist who knows how to install those units. You know? I felt like...
I disagree.
Oh, I love the wigs.
No, I disagree. I want them to be fresh out of the bag, shaken out from Amazon, $15.
Those are Shania's, though.
That's what I'm saying. They're dog shit, and I love it.
Oh, so you do like it.
No, I don't like it, but it's like they're horrible, and I prefer them that way. Because if she was wearing, like, a beautiful, like you know how, like, Gaga has, like that's on her hair. She's bald under there. There's no way. You know? Like, every single piece of thing on her head is a wig. Or, like, Billie Eilish, how she, like, fooled us. Billie Eilish fooled us for, like, 6 months thinking that she was green into black. That was a wig. It was a lace front wig. You know? She one day went on her Instagram and just went like this. Lifted it, and she was blonde underneath.
I love that.
I know. No. I don't want that. I don't want you to fool me. I want you to put a wig on, and I want it to look like you're going to Fan Expo, but it's your first time going. You know? I want wig to be so... I want a wig so ugly. I don't care how much of a millionaire you are. You're not better than me.
No, she could get a big. She could get a better gay on her team just to, like, help out with the wigs.
Maybe she's homophobic. You can always tell celebrities a little homophobic because you could tell their team doesn't give a shit about them.
She sang in front of, it was on the Kardashians new series on Disney Plus. Shania was on there. On the Vegas residency. They went to Vegas for an episode and she sang in front of Kim's makeup artist and fiance.
Mario?
Yeah.
Hot.
So if she doesn't like the gays, that would
No, she likes the gays, but I'm saying like sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
she needs
to
hire one of them. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Get those
Mario.
Wigs laid.
Is Mario a...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And he split up with his husband right after that episode aired.
Did he?
Yeah. It was like a really quick wedding.
Was he the actor who got caught, or he was doing the audition, and then the director was just like, ugh, these actors live in such ugly apartments. And he's like, yeah, but if you give me the role, then I won't live in an ugly apartment.
Buy a nicer
place.
I think it was.
He was getting a rim job on White Lotus.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. I love how you remember such unique details.
I was going to remember the shit out of that. That was great. First time I've seen a rim job on TV. Oh, yeah. I was going to remember that.
Do you ever do self-tapes? Ever audition for
stuff? I thought you were going to say rim jobs, and I was going to go... I'm going
to
say...
I already know the answer to that.
One of you guys plays your cards right in the audience.
Ayo.
Do I ever do self-tapes?
Yeah.
No, mostly just rim jobs.
I can't stand these self-tapes.
I thought she was going to say me. I can't stand you.
I just can't stand you. And podcast. No, I've been with an agency in Vancouver that gets me some sort of commercial work, acting work, and I don't know if it's for me. The self-tape culture, it's a beast. You got to set it all up and read those lines, and I feel so silly.
Once I lost the role of Gollum for Lord of the Rings, I just gave up. You know, I really thought I had that one in the bag. Out of this, I just look like I'm crawling around, like screaming my precious at rings.
I do love when you do Gollum cosplay.
I do have a Gollum cosplay. Yeah. I will not bring it out. Only for some people.
You don't like doing it.
No. Why? Look at how pussy I look. Why would I look ugly? I look ugly every day of my life. Every day I wake up and I think, you ugly piece of shit. Why would I do that when I'm getting paid? You know?
I just want to see it in person.
It's gross.
I know.
I do seven rings. Get it? Hey. Ayo. Yeah, I do seven rings, and there's like a couple quotes in there. I hate it.
No, I think it's cool.
Sometimes I hair flip my four hairs, though.
That's the best part.
It's kind of funny. I'll just be like... It's just like hair that I've glued to my head. My teeth are all blacked out, and I'm like...
It's pretty cool.
Thank you. You should do it.
I don't. It's because you.
It's
because
I'm bald.
It's because you're bald.
It's because I'm bald.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bald.
I'm gonna shave you in your sleep,
girl.
Call
see
me
how
the
delicately
bald.
I approached that. You know? I was very delicate.
It's because you don't have hair. It's because at 25 it all fell out. Male pattern baldness.
That's one thing with drag. Oof, the wig caps. That can't be good for my hairline.
You know what? Wig caps and bald. Do you know what's one thing about bald and drag? Drag fans love to talk about how bald you are. It's their favorite fucking topic.
Okay, break this down for me.
I'll write anything and I'll get a DM. And it's like, I get it with Trixie Mattel because it's like her shtick is about being bald. They'll DM me and be like, you're still bald. You piece of shit. I'm like, look how good I look. And they'll just write bald.
Are you out of drag in this Instagram story?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
In drag. Still bald.
That's shady. Shady.
It's like some 13-year-old on their fucking mom's phone plan at home, like, bald piece of shit.
They're like, you might have spent $1,000 on that human hair unit, but just know underneath is a bald bitch.
Man. Just some bald fat dude. You know, they're just so mean.
That is ruthless.
I hope you're bald one day.
It's... No. I probably will. And it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Is dad bald?
It's my uncle. So on my mom's side. Isn't it like your mother's gene or something I heard once?
Babe, it's just...
But we're very similar, like genetically, like we look similar. Like, you know what I mean? When you can kind of see certain relatives, how it might be.
Call
like.
Him one day and say, what year did it go?
But he runs a little more stressed than me. So I'm thinking if I stay a little more calm, then it might stay on my head. Because stress is definitely a leader of baldness.
Cynthia is the whitest woman I've ever met in my life.
It's part of it. Where if you like are really stressed.
Where she is so tightly wound, but then also not at the same time, you know?
Yeah, it's yin and yang.
It's yin and yang. Like sometimes you think she's just going to like fucking snap, you know? And then other times she's like, it's all good,
it's
babe.
All good. Yeah.
It's all good. And then you're just like, where is this white lady fucking yin and yang shit?
I know. It's probably like undiagnosed, like...
ADHD?
Yeah, some.
No, you tried to diagnose that. They didn't.
I know.
This episode is sponsored by Felix, an associate of...
Frida.
Is it Frida that does Felix the ADHD? It's not. They're not giving me any money. I'm not gonna talk more about it.
I was like, stop.
Stop. Stop. No, they have this... Cynthia one time tried to get diagnosed for ADHD, so she did an online assessment, and they didn't give it to her.
They said you have ADHD... But we can't help you. That was the most frustrating part.
You have this? Get fucked.
A little bit. So we're figuring that out.
Have fun living your life. I just want Ativan.
Right.
Is that for ADHD?
I don't know.
What's Ativan for? Adderall?
Yeah.
No, somebody gave me an Ativan once, and that was a fucking good day, babe. That was a great day. Best flight of my life with that Ativan in my system. I was like, woo!
Stop. Okay, but the yin and yang you're probably talking about is because when I'm out of drag, I'm like Cynthia's manager, and it's all like, okay, calendars, organization, this, that, this. Mm-hmm. But once I get into drag, my fantasy, then I'm just like a ditzy, fun little girly pop. So it's probably because you work with me in both facets.
Yeah. I see both.
You get to see both, and I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. I love you. It takes so much patience. After the tour, she's like, don't talk
I
to
have
me.
A therapy appointment the day after we finish.
The day after the tour.
The tour finishes the Monday. I have therapy. She was just like, I told her, I was like, I got a new therapist. I'm really excited. She goes, when's your next thing? I went, as soon as we finish tour. She was like, wow.
Targeted.
She's like, is that about me? And I went, maybe. We got 2 weeks together. It might be. I'm not sure.
I will say the sharing of the hotel rooms. For the first leg of the tour, that was too much.
No, I could never.
That was too much.
I need to walk around my hotel room completely naked.
Yeah.
I need to sit and have... I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
That's where you draw the line?
What? The naked?
You were going to say...
Jerk off?
Oh, I thought you were going to say sex.
No, I was going to say I want to jerk off.
Okay, I was going to say we already talked about rim jobs.
Like, that's where you draw the line.
Like, we've gone everywhere, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't say. Sorry, everyone.
No, I want to jerk off. I don't want to hide in a shower. I just want to, like, do it and then, like, put my makeup on.
You want to do your thing. I want to do my thing. We want to do whatever we want to do.
I want to fart in the middle of the night and not be like, well, she might hear me fucking fart.
But you know I have those headphone things where I couldn't hear if you did. Anyways, we're not sharing hotel rooms. It was awful. It's like a recipe for wanting us to kill each other.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it was getting to a point where our chat on the mics was like, and another thing. This is also what I don't like about Cynthia.
Here's what Cynthia did this morning.
Exactly.
Anyways.
She likes to pack really slowly.
She does pack pretty slow.
I pack so slowly. It's very irritating. But think about it. I'm bringing a whole other person. Hair, shoes, breasts.
So do I.
Accessories.
But I just throw it in, punch it, close the door, run out, done. You'd never know I'm a Virgo. you know?
I know.
I know.
Sometimes you exercise that very discreetly.
Yeah. I'm just shoving things.
But how did you put it? You're a Virgo to everyone else. Like, you have the rules and, like...
Yeah. For everybody else, I Virgo. But for myself, I'm like, fuck it. You know? I'm strict with everything else in my life. I'm just going to, like, fart on this drag and call it a day.
Your suitcase stresses me out.
It does.
It's...
I'm missing one wheel, so it just has three wheels, and I just kind of try.
And just a hole at the bottom. And then the internal zipper mesh bit is completely torn.
But I still zip it up.
And she still zips it up.
It's like a big hole.
It's like, what are you doing?
It all falls.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to find the logic.
But speaking of not making any sense, we really appreciate you guys coming to our podcast today, even though it was just unhinged speaking for 40 minutes. Thank you guys so much. My name is Juicebox.
Cynthia Kiss.
We are on the Sonar Network, so if you guys want to hear any of our unhinged ramblings, you can go to the Sonar Network. You can also listen to us wherever podcasts are. Or if you are in Toronto and you want to come to our show, we are going to be...
Adelaide Hall next Friday.
Next Friday? This Friday?
March 22nd.
Nice. This Friday. Nice. Crushed it. And
I'm sorry, this Friday. It's Sunday.
And then right after our show, you will be seeing Marina Summers from UK versus the World 2, yes, who is going to be here in Toronto for her very, very first time. It's a double feature, so if you buy a ticket to our show, you also get to see her. I know hers is a little bit more exciting, but we're super fun, too. It's also at a polite time. It starts at 8. It's end by, like, 9:30. It's
my fabulous. Favorite part of this tour.
It's fabulous. I'm in bed by, like, 11.
Hitting that REM.
Get fucked. But thank you guys so much. We are going to be up at the Canadian Podcast Awards booth doing a cute little meet and greet at 1:00. Sorry, I thought there was a 30 in
1
there.
1:00.
At 1:00. So yeah, if you want to come up and say hi, have a cheeky little kiss, we'll be up there. That was bad. I'm sorry.
Thank you all so much.
Bye. And there it was.
There it was.
It happened.
Do you remember when I couldn't see? I had like 40% vision that day because of my heavy, heavy bang and my contacts, my cosplay contacts.
It was 40% vision. Also, like, I was just not functioning either. Like, at one point, you were taking so much content outside of the con, and I was so cold that I almost left you.
Yeah, you said bye really quickly.
Oh, I literally was going to text Tiffany, be like, I'll meet you at your house. And got in a cab by myself. I was shivering and I could barely walk. I was like, oh, I can't do this.
And I was melting that day because of the breastplate. I never wear breastplates.
Yeah, and I'm in like mesh. Like, I was just in barely anything and it was still really cold. But we hope you guys really enjoyed that episode for whatever it was.
That's for all the true SQ cuties who say they just love our tangents, because that was a tangent only episode.
It was a 45 minute tangent.
Truly. But if you want to keep up on the action, follow us on social media. You can follow us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod, or if you want to email us things on your mind since this little in between season break, you can email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
We also have some very new, fun, and special things. So we've always had a Patreon, but now I think we're going to have a little bit more there. So if you want to join our Patreon and get some fun Patreon exclusives, that is more than available to you as well. And we are going to be premiering our next season on our YouTube channel. So if you want to go to youtube.com/@semiqualifiedqueens, that is going to be where we're going to be posting all of our video content for Semi-Qualified Queens. You can still listen to us on the Sonar Network or wherever you listen to podcasts, but if you want to see us too, because we look so pretty, we would like that. So
check it out. We're so excited.
Mm-hmm. We're so pumped. And we will see you next week for the premiere of season 3. Should we say what we're doing?
Oh my god, let's give them, if they've lasted the whole episode, let's give them a little teaser. Okay.
We are going to be doing, Cynthia,
a little CDR1 rewind.
That's going to be super fun. So we are so excited for next week, where we're going to be talking about season 1, episode 1 of Canada's Drag Race. See you then.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye. This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.